Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, we welcome in the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. But off the top, MG, we need to take issue with this man. What's he thinking, stirring up your Penrith Panthers by reporting that South Sydney story, Brent Reed? Welcome.
Wow.
How are you guys? Jeez, I've copped some heat over that from Penrith. They're not happy.
No.
You know what I said to them, though? This is a sign of the respect and the success that club's had. Because you're never a target when you're at the bottom of the ladder. You're only a target when you're at the top. I said, take it as flattery. I don't think they saw it that way.
No.
You know what? It's all fun and games, isn't it? Like, I think every trainer does it, but South Sydney have highlighted the Penrith one, and why wouldn't they in the grand final week? It's fine. It's fun. Let's go. Let's get the game on.
MG might be the only Panthers personnel that you can still get an interview with for the rest for next year, Brent Reed. Anyway, let's look ahead.
I've got to say, they're pretty good people out there. They get over things pretty quickly. I've spoken to a couple of them today. We've moved on. We're all good.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Beep,
all right.
Beep, 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 beep. Backing up that truck. Okay.
Reedy, let's look to Sunday's game. Now, at time of speaking to you, the game is going to go ahead in Suncorp Stadium. What's the latest?
Yeah, look, they've reduced the capacity to 75% given the sort of outbreak up there and the concerns over COVID in Southeast Queensland. There's a bit of mail going around that by the weekend, by Sunday, it might be as low as 50%. But at the moment, it's 75%. And obviously, they've got to work out. I think they've decided a first in, best dress with tickets. So people who came in last will be asked to give their tickets back and get a refund on that. But, you know, obviously it's disappointing. You know, historic first and probably only ever grand final at Suncorp Stadium, and it's not going to be full. So, you know, that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it is. For all concerned, for both teams, for both sets of supporters, and for Suncorp Stadium, they want to put on the biggest show possible and show the world that they are the heartbeat of rugby league. And you're right, I'm hearing as well, Reedy, that by Saturday afternoon it could be restricted to 50%. Wow. So that's not good news.
Yeah. Righto, let's talk about some player movement, Reedy, because it's the Gold Coast Titans who they've got a couple of playmakers of interest around the league.
Yeah, look, we've been keeping sort of an eye on Ash Taylor and Jamil Fogarty in the last couple of weeks on this show, and there's obviously been some movement on that front in the past 48 hours or so. I expect Ash Taylor to do a deal with the Warriors. I think it's imminent. There was some talk that the West Tigers were interested in Ash Taylor. They did speak to him, I believe, but they never actually tabled an offer to Ash Taylor. So he won't be going to the West Tigers as it stands right now. The Warriors are far and away the front runners. They basically made him an offer where initially it's a train and trial contract. So I think that's generally about $1,000 a week. And there's some standards he will have to meet. And if he meets those standards, then it automatically kicks in a one-year deal, and that one-year deal would be around the $100,000 mark. So, you know, you're talking about a guy who was on $1 million a year. He's coming to the end of $1 million a year contract, and, you know, his stock's fallen pretty dramatically, obviously, and it looks like he will take up a one-year deal with the Warriors worth around the $100,000 mark. So it's a pretty significant fall for Ash Taylor, but, you know, he's got an opportunity now to show that he's got some ability and he can still play the game. And if he does that, then, you know, halfbacks and good halfbacks are rare as hen's teeth. So, you know, it's obviously a one-year reduction. If he kicks on, shows what he can do, then he'll obviously get a bigger deal next time round.
Yeah, let's hope it's a case of, you know, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. And, you know, he's been, look, much heralded, $1 million player a year. And I don't think he's coped well with that. Even though he's, you know, back pocket has, I don't think on the footy field he has. And I think this is a fantastic opportunity for him to reinvigorate himself at the Warriors. And you know, they're going to be based in Redcliffe, so it's not as if he'll get homesick. So he's got a year to try and prove himself. I like it. I think we'll see the best of him.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that Tigers are actually talking to him and sounded him out, because, you know, there's been a lot of focus on the Tigers having four spots left on their roster, $1.6 million. He would have been a bargain basement buy, Ash Taylor. It hasn't gone down that path, but they're obviously very active at the moment, the Tigers. They're talking to a lot of players, and Tyrone Peachy, and, you know, there's been talk about Adam Elliott and Tariq Sims, and they're certainly doing the rounds. But I spoke to them this week. They're in no rush, actually. They're going to take their time, because there is a view that in coming weeks leading up to November 1, you know, you get to November 1, you potentially can make some offers to guys, and there's some clubs who've got cap, who are going to face a cap squeeze. And we've talked about Penrith, you know, Parramatta. And I think the Tigers think if they play their cards right, keep some money up their sleeve, gets to November 1, they can have a red hot go at some blokes, and maybe they squeeze them out of their clubs and get them early. So I think it's a smart play by the Tigers. We don't always talk about them making smart plays, but in this situation, I think by waiting and taking their time, you know, and basically targeting the people they want from November 1, you know, I think it could pay off in the long run.
MG, that's what you were calling for both the Tigers and the Bulldogs to do about a month ago when they kept their names kept bobbing up as being interested in anybody who was off contract. You said just stop going in for anybody and figure out what you need.
You can't look desperate. The desperation card doesn't sit well with players who are on the open market. And if you know if you see other players have gone there and then said, oh, thanks but no thanks, well, it kind of makes you do the same thing.
What about Jamal Fogarty? We know the Raiders were interested. You proposed the swap deal with Josh Hodgson. How's that travelling?
Yeah, it doesn't look as though that will happen, but there's been some movement definitely on the Jamal Fogarty front. Basically, he's been given permission to talk to Canberra, but as I understand it, there's some talks going on between Canberra and the Gold Coast over a potential transfer fee. I don't think the Raiders want to pay one. I think the Gold Coast wouldn't mind getting one on from a deal for Jamal Fogarty because he's got 2 years on his deal at the Gold Coast. But I expect this deal to happen reasonably soon. Both parties want it to happen. Jamal Fogarty wants to go. I mean, he's basically been told, as I understand it, next year at the Titans, he's been told that Toby Sexton will be their number seven. So he basically has been told already that you won't be the halfback. So that's what's almost prompted, in part, the decision to go to the club and ask them permission to talk to Canberra. The Raiders are keen. You know, I think this will happen. We just, you know, it might take a few days to sort it out.
All right. And where are the bad boys of the Storm at, Reedy? What's the latest on them? We know there's an NRL investigation travelling and the Storm are doing their own. Do we expect to hear from Munster and Smith anytime soon?
Well, I think they're going to have to front up next week, actually. I think the club released a statement to their fans overnight, basically suggesting that, talking about how disappointed they were and that the players would have to almost publicly acknowledge what they've done. So I'd expect next week, I'm hearing Tuesday's the day, those players will have to front up and explain their actions, explain the situation they got themselves in, and basically I would imagine apologise for what's happened, a bit like Reece Walsh did last Sunday. So I expect we'll hear from those guys next week, early next week, when they get the sanctions from the NRL and potentially sanctions from the club as well. They're potentially facing double sanctions. They won't get the club. I don't expect the club to ban them from any games, but I think the club will fine them. And I think they will also have to front up, face the media, face the scrutiny, explain what happened.
Yeah, I know that there's an ex-player. I think Tony Kemp wasn't real happy with the way the Warriors handled young Reece Walsh's escapades. I think that was the perfect way they handled it. Front foot. So as soon as you get on the front foot, the healing starts. As soon as you admit you've done something wrong, well, then the healing can start. And that started straight away with Reece Walsh. On the other hand, the Storm boys, well, they haven't admitted to anything. They've you know, no word has come from them. And the longer we don't hear from them, the more intrigue and the more worry. Look, the more we're talking about them instead of the grand final. Like, get it done, boys. Just get on the front foot and it's gone.
Yeah. Rip the Band-Aid off. All right, Brent Reed. Well, we will hear from you on Saturday. You'll be in on the scrum with MG and Gerds and Tony Squires. And look, I imagine surrounded by two Penrith players, you might have some more apologies to make for stirring the pot as you did yesterday.
We're your South Jersey players.
Mate, I love the Panthers. We're on good terms. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, baby. It's all good, baby.
Nice one, Reedy.
Go the Panthers.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.